First, the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic has been massive in the U.S. Last month's unemployment rate was close to 15%, second only to levels seen in the Great Depression. Those numbers have gotten a little better lately, but businesses around the country continue to deal with the financial toll of the outbreak. And small businesses in particular can be some of the most financially fragile. Eric Ness is the district director for the U.S. Small Business Administration's Wisconsin District, with locations in Madison and Milwaukee. He's participating in a discussion about how COVID-19 is impacting small businesses this Friday with the Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service. Eric, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Well, I assume we're going to be sorting out data for months and even years, but where we are now, Eric, what are we seeing when it comes to the impact on Wisconsin's small businesses?
Well, as everyone knows, people's business plans changed. Your break-even changed, and it really, we're taking a look at a lot of the different industries and how those businesses are changing and coping with the new realities that are out there. We've seen some businesses that have done well. I was just at a bike shop yesterday, and they can't keep bikes in their store. They're going out really fast. But we also know the hospitality businesses, with their break-even analysis on how many people need to come through their doors or they need to serve, is a really challenging area right now. And so that's kind of the role we're trying to play, is help those small businesses with our staff and our partners to say, you know, how can you be successful in this market?
We're going to be talking more closely about restaurants on the show tomorrow. But restaurants, we know, were pretty hard hit. And as you say, if they can open but not with full capacity, that's not necessarily a recipe for success. What are you telling restaurant owners in particular about how they can hopefully get through this all?
Well, specifically, I mean, they're going to be looking at their break-evens and how that all works with their business. And naturally, they're having to modify their business plans. We have our small business development centers and our women's business centers and our SCORE chapters and our VBOX, who are there to work with people as they kind of modify their plans. But one of the things that we've heard that has been somewhat successful, I just talked to a restaurant owner earlier this week, and he utilized a couple of our SBA programs to, number one, pay his staff and pay part of the rent and utilities and payroll. But they also used a couple of our programs, and I'm specifically talking of the payroll protection program, which helped pay staff. And now we've actually kind of eased up some of the forgiveness guidelines to help those small businesses be able to get those loans forgiven.
If there's a small business owner listening and heard you list off, you know, four or five different resources just now and is thinking, wait, what? How do they reach out and get the kind of help that your group has to offer?
Excellent. Well, just so far in Wisconsin, 81,000 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits have gotten over $9.8 billion to help them with their payroll and paying their interest on mortgages, rents, and utilities. That program has worked well, and you can go through your local lender to get information. You can always go on sba.gov/Wisconsin to get local resources. It's been a great program for paying payroll. But we also have something, and what I want to mention on that is that program ends on June 30th. So if you're interested in that program, get with your local lenders or get on our website or find a lender they want to work with to utilize that program. It's a forgivable loan as long as 60% of the amount goes to payroll. And so that's a great program. We also, I think yesterday, we opened up the Economic Injury Disaster Loan for Wisconsin. We actually reopened it up. And basically, so far in Wisconsin, we've worked with 15,000 small businesses and nonprofits for $960 million. And we have a grant side of that called the Economic Injury Disaster Advance, where we pay up to $1,000 per employee as an advance grant, up to $10,000. And we've done 43,511 of those loans for $10.3 billion. That just opened up. So go on the SBA.gov website, and you'd be able to apply right now. So that's two great programs that are out there. You probably, SBA is known for our SBA loans, our 7A, our 504, and our micro loans, which basically we can do loans, $1,000 up to $50,000 and up to $5 million with our 7A and up to $5.5 million with our 504. We're actually, if you get one of those loans before the end of September 27th, and get it closed, we're going to make 6 months of your payments for the next 6 months. And we've done that actually with the past SBA loans that have been on the books. So that's a great program to take a look at if you're needing financing needs, working capital needs, and maybe EIDL or Paycheck Protection isn't working for you. You also have access to the regular SBA loan programs with the debt relief being out there for the next 6 months.
Talking to Eric Ness from the U.S. Small Business Administration's Wisconsin District, looking at help available for small businesses in the state. Eric, some people might be listening thinking, hey, maybe my business is too small for any of this to matter to me or for me to matter to them. If I have a salon and two part-time employees or I'm a catering contractor, it's just me. Is it going to be worth the bother of getting to the Small Business Administration applying for this stuff?
Well, from the EIDL perspective, we do the grants for, say you had two or three employees, you would get $1,000 per employee and yourself. So that would be $3,000 if you had three employees. We can do loans, and I've seen even our payroll protection program loans go down to $1,000. So if that makes your business plan work, take a look at it and utilize it. And right now, with the forgiveness side of the payroll protection to the end of June, take a look at it and see if it makes sense for you. But and then, of course, our SBA micro loans, our loans under $50,000, getting one for $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, and then we make those payments for the next 6 months is not a bad addition to your business plan.
And Eric, we've been focusing on the money side of things. You mentioned the SCORE program. Can you talk about that as a service for people to have, an experienced business person to help them figure things out?
Well, I think that's really one of the great things that SBA does. That we have our resource partners. So SCORE is a business person that's either in business or has been in business who can sit down and work with you when you're running into some of these crazy and challenging challenges right now, that they can kind of talk you through, and you can have somebody to run some of your thoughts by and get some feedback. And it's free, a great opportunity to have and get a little advice and run a couple scenarios by a business or by somebody else besides you.
Are people taking advantage of these various services we've been talking about, or do you think more people should be giving you a call right about now?
Well, I think that a lot of businesses are starting to or are working with. Some of the challenges, of course, we've had with some of our business owners is just getting them enough information so some of the loan programs can make those decisions. And our small business development centers, our women's business centers have been there, and our SCORE chapters have been there to kind of give you advice. Number one, encouragement. Number two, little direction on how to be able to access some of these programs and make changes to your business plan.
And as we wrap up, Eric, what's the best way for people to reach out and find out more about the programs we've been talking about?
Go to sba.gov/WI, and you'll come right to our website. There'll actually be a Corona area where you can just click on, and you'll get you right to these programs.
Eric, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure. Thank you.
That's Eric Ness, District Director for the U.S. Small Business Administration's Wisconsin District. He was with us today to talk about how the COVID-19 outbreak has impacted small businesses and services available for those business owners. If you want to hear more on the state of small business in Wisconsin, Eric will be talking about this on Friday in a Facebook Live event with the Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service. You can find details about that at our website, wpr.org/centraltime.